At the East Texas Arboretum in Athens, visitors immerse themselves in the delights of nature. Hummingbirds flit from blossom to blossom in colorful flower beds. Families relax on wooden benches set under large shade trees and small arbors. Couples are married in an octagonal open-air pavilion, and in the distance, children venture down a wooded trail. The Arboretum is a dream come true for the Henderson County Garden Club. In 1990, its members came up with the idea to build a botanical garden. Others joined the cause, and by the year 2000, the group purchased 100 acres with help from local banks and foundations. Additional support came from state and federal agencies. Today, 2 miles of hiking trails wind through 75 acres of wooded upland and a wetland that's being restored. A surprise appears in the middle of one trail, a 115-foot aluminum suspension bridge. 2 60-foot towers hold up the support cables, which are 3/4 of an inch in diameter. The effect is a decided bounce for hikers crossing the span. Manicured gardens landscape a hill overlooking the woods. Herbal, medicinal, and kitchen gardens surround the historical showplace of the Arboretum. It's the Bushrod Wofford House Museum, built in 1853 and moved to the site. It features original clapboard siding over hand-hewn pine logs and rustic furnishings. More than a dozen community groups design and maintain the various gardens of the Arboretum. A small water garden includes a bronze statue of a boy playing with a frog. Another garden features an aluminum sculpture by Texas artist James Searles. It suggests a large flower growing from a rocky mound. Some visitors like nature wild, some like it well-groomed. For both, the East Texas Arboretum shows how grassroots resolve can turn undeveloped land into a showcase of local pride.